So let's review. Our daf begins with a braisa. Tanya, v'chein hoi Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, kivrei oivdei kechavim eina metame b'oil. The corpse of a guy does not transmit tumah through oil. We learn this from the pasuk, adam kiyamis b'oil. The Torah used the term adam, and the pasuk in Yecheskel says, about Klal Yisrael, v'atam tzayin nitzayin marisi adam atam. Atam kurin adam, v'ein oivdei kechavim kurin adam. The term Adam refers exclusively to Yidden and not to Goyim. However, Ravina explains, the corpse of a guy is excluded only from Tumas oil, but it does transmit Tumas through Mago Masa by contact or carrying it. The Gemara asks that we find Pesukim in which Goyim are also referred to as Adam. The Pasuk says, the Nefesh Adam Shisha Asur Elaf refers to the captive Midyanim with the term Adam. Similarly, another pasuk, Asher Yesh Bahar B'Mishteim Esrei Ribi Adam, Asher Liyoda Ben Yemina L'Smoila U'Behema Rabba, refers to the Goyim of Ninveh with the term Adam. The Gemara answers Mishum Behema. That pasuk only used the term Adam to distinguish between the people and the animals. However, it's not a term that is otherwise used to refer to Goyim. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah, which presents two cases. Zok the Mishnah, Iris Es Almana. If a Kohen Hedge performed Erisin with an Almana, which is permitted, v'nisman aliyas Kohen Gadol, and he was then appointed to be the Kohen Gadol who is forbidden to marry an Almana, yichnois, he is permitted to do the Nisuin with her. The Mishnah records just such an incident, u'maisi b'shu bin gamlo, shekidish as marta bas paisis, u'minu ha-melech liyas Kohen Gadol k'nasa. The second case is she'meris yavam shenaf lefnei Kohen Hedge. If a yavama fell to a Kohen Hedge, who is permitted to marry her, v'nisman aliyas Kohen Gadol, and then he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, and now she is forbidden, because she is an almana. Afa pisha asa b'maimer, even if he already did the maimer, hareza lo yichnes. He is not permitted to complete the yibum. The Gemara explains the source for these dinim from the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Ki em besula mi'am of yikach isha. The extra word isha teaches that he may marry an almana with whom he did erisin while still a Kohen Hedge. However, Isha v'lo Yavama, this heter does not apply to Yavama. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemes Echav. If a Kohen Gadol's brother died without children, and his wife fell to the Kohen Gadol for Yibam, Chaylet v'lo Yavam, he must perform Chalitza, but may not perform Yibam. The Gemara points out, Loishno Mene Erisin v'loishno Mene Minasuin. Regardless whether she fell to Yibam from only being an Arusa or from being an Nesua, the Kohen Gadol may not do Yibam. The Gemara therefore asks, "Bishlemi min anisuin asev lo yisasehu." We understand that if he would do yibum with a nesua, he would be over on the asay of kiyum besula mi'am of yikach isha, and the loyisasei of amano lo yikach fein asay deichol loyisasei basay, and the asay of yavama yavay aleha cannot override both nasev lo yisasei. Therefore, he may not do yibum. Elimin erasin yavay asay v'yitches lo yisasei. However, when she was merely an arusa and therefore still a besula, the asay of yavama yavay lao should override the lo yisasei of amon lo yikach based on the principle of asay deicha lo yisasei. Why may he not do yibum? The Gemara answers, gizere bi rishayna otu biyashnia. The mitzvah is only for the first bia. Therefore, we do not allow the first bia lest he do another bia. However, the Kohen Gadol must do chalitza, as the Mishnah taught on Daf Chav, Issa Kedusha Amon LeKohen Gadol Chaylatzis V'Lemis HaBemis, because Chiyu Laban do not completely exempt from chalitza. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Kohen Hedyit Lo Yisa Ailness, Elim Kein Yesh Le'ishu Bonam. A Kohen may not marry an Ailness, a woman who is not developed and is unable to bear children, unless he has another wife and children. The Gemara explains that this halacha applies to a Yisrael as well, because he is equally obligated in the mitzvah of peer review. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ava pish yesh le'isha banim lo yisa ailness. A kohen should not marry an ailness, even if he has another wife and children, because he zoyna hamur b'tayr. An ailness has the halachic status of a zoyna. This halacha obviously applies to a kohen only. V'chacham ha'maimrim ein zoyna ele giyayris u'mishukhreris b'shenivala b'ilaz nos. The Chacham hold that the halachic status of a zayna applies only to a giyaris u'mishachreris, who we assume cohabited with a akum v'eved, or Yisraelis who cohabited with a man who is prohibited to her. The Gemara explains that the source for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that an alnis has the halachic status of a zayna is from the pasuk in Hoshea, We learn from there, kol bia she'im bo pirtza, in ele bilaznus. A bia that is unable to lead to pru revu is considered bilaznus. The Gemara proceeds to a related discussion. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, koin lo yisa es haketana. A koin is forbidden to marry a ketana. The Gemara first offers two explanations that are challenged, and then two explanations that are accepted. One, Sabala Kreb Meir, v'sabala Kreb Yehuda. Sabala Kreb Meir, the Chayesh Lemiuta. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Kreb Meir that we must be concerned even for a miyut, and there is a slight possibility that this ketana will grow up to be an islandess. V'sabala Kreb Yehuda, dam islandess zayna havya. And Rabbi Eliezer holds like Kreb Yehuda that an islandess has the halachic status of a zayna. Therefore, a kohen may not marry a ketana, because she may grow up to be an islandess and become forbidden to him because of zayna. However, the Gemara proves that Eliezer actually disagrees with both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore, the Gemara answers, Hacha b'kohen gadol haskinan. The ruling of Rebbe Eliezer is that a kohen gadol is forbidden to marry a ketana. And the reason is, le'imas kani lo l'chi gadla. The marriage only takes effect, min hatara, when she becomes a gedola. And by that point, b'ulahi, and a kohen gadol is only permitted to marry a besula. However, Rebbe challenges this answer. Ida kitshavua mehi shaitu d'kani lo. If our father married her off, then she's considered his wife minat Torah immediately while she is still a ketana. V'id kitchen avsha, and if she married herself, it would not only be Rebbe Eliezer's statement, everyone would agree. Therefore, the Gemara answers, Elam Arava, lo'olam b'koin hedit. Eliezer's statement is referring to a regular koin, and he may not marry a ketana because chashinon shema tispat olav. She may be seduced into an avera. And this concern only applies to a kohen, but not to a Yisrael, because pituya ketana oinesu, the seduction of a minor is considered coercion, and then the nusa is only asur l'kohen, but mutal Yisrael. The Gemara presents another answer, a papa amar, but kohen gadol. Eliezer's statement is referring to a kohen gadol, and he may not marry a ketana because Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Tana, who darshins the pasuk b'sula me'ama v'yikach isha, as follows. B'sula, Yachal Ketana, from the word Besula, one would think he may marry a Ketana. Tamalema Isha, which excludes a Ketana. A Isha, Yachal Begeris, from the word Isha, one would think he may marry Begeris. Tamalema Besula, which excludes a Begeris. So we see that a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry a Ketana. The Gemara presents another source for the din, that a Kohen Gadol is only permitted to marry a Naira. The Torah says, Besula me amav yikach Isha. And the Pasuk in the Megillah says, so we see that a besula refers to a naira. The next mishnah will be included in the next daf.